The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
We don't need to ban e-scooters. We need to start planning for them. So wrote Sive O'Neill, a contributor to the Irish Times opinion page. Sive, tell us what sparked you to write this piece. Why do you think we shouldn't be prohibiting e-scooters, but maybe embracing them?
Well, e-scooters are actually regulated quite well, on paper at least, since 2024. They're not legal on footpaths. There's maximum speed limits of 20 kilometres per hour. Only over 16-year-olds are allowed to use them. And there is a variety of other regulations that really kind of should put manners on e-scooter use if those regulations are enforced. And the Gardaí have the power to issue on-the-spot fines or fixed notice fines and to seize the e-scooter if it doesn't meet the standard. And in 2025, they have stepped that up somewhat. But I think there's a public perception that e-scooters are a major hazard. They're a nuisance. People don't like them. Very often the people complaining about them are drivers who don't like the idea of e-scooters kind of coming up suddenly from behind or whatever. And because of the way they often are used on footpaths, they are a hazard to pedestrians and cyclists as well. So I do understand that, poor rider behaviour, if you like, is a problem. It's not. It makes our footpaths and our roads less safe for everybody. And there's a particular hazard to the e-scooter riders themselves. But I do think that part of our problem is that we don't have the cycling infrastructure, because ideally you would have e-scooters in the cycle lane, travelling at more or less the same speed as bicycles and e-bikes, and regulated in the same way. But because we don't have that infrastructure, e-scooters are to be found popping up everywhere on footpaths, and that annoys people. And I understand that. It's a hazardous and inconsiderate behaviour. But the truth of the matter is, if you're learning to drive, you have to learn the rules of the road. And you can go into a shop and buy an e-scooter, have no idea what the age limit or what the speed limit or any of that is. You can just take it away, plug it in, and off you go. And you might have no idea what the rules of the road are, about what to do at junctions, how to signal, how to yield to someone coming from your right or your left. Those are basic things
How do we change that? Because look, there is a problem. People are driving on footpaths. They are breaking the speed limits by huge amounts, and you do see under 16-year-olds on them.
Okay. Well, the first thing is that the illegal part of all that should be tackled by the Gardaí. They're the only people who can, right? So if people are on footpaths, if people are driving, riding souped up, very fast e-scooters, that has to be addressed. And the Gardaí have these mobile speed checker devices that they can take out and actually test e-scooters. And that is a very important part of it, because it's only a spot check approach that will work. The second thing is our culture. Now, in the Netherlands, where you obviously have, very high rates of cycling and not such high rates of e-scooter use, they learn to cycle in school, and they actually do a kind of what's like a mini child-sized driving test, a kind of a theory test and a practical test. And they get a certificate, and there are about 11 or 12 doing this. And it's such a fantastic way to learn how to cycle. It's more about using the road safely, understanding the rules of the road, and really that's the best way, because once you understand the rules of the road, no matter what kind of a device you're moving around on, you understand where a car is likely to have a right of way and expect you to yield to them. Because sometimes it's that miscommunication that causes collisions. That's really important. At the moment, as I say, anyone can pick up one of these yokes and cycle or drive or do whatever they want. And yeah, there's nobody telling them that's not allowed. You're not obeying the rules. In the Netherlands, they kind of self-enforce these rules they give out to each other. It's happened to me. And it's a healthy thing.
Am I being too defeatist to say we're not the Netherlands? We don't have a very well-defined sense of the wider societal good. It's not something we do well in this country.
Well, I would agree with you. And I suppose what I'm making the case for is that we need to get better at that rather than give up. And I do think that, you know, there is a role for e-scooters. They don't they shouldn't really be treated as a kind of any kind of a solution or fix for things like congestion. People who are driving aren't going to get out of their cars and drive, you know, use an e-scooter instead. It's much harder to get people out of their cars than that. We need, you know, very fast, reliable and affordable public transport to really tackle congestion. E-scooters work, though, at the individual level, because there are people for whom bus stops are far away or it's expensive. You're talking about people on kind of low wages and who have distances to travel. And that e-scooter could make all the difference to somebody who struggles to turn up to college because of poor public transport. So, you know, there is a particular category of people who use them. They do get demonized. But as I said, who is out there teaching everybody how to use the road safely? If we want people to be considerate road users, considerate cyclists, considerate drivers, we have to teach people and we have to kind of culturally reinforce that. We have to be prepared to tick someone off politely. In the Netherlands, it's not road rage, but you will get
ticking somebody off politely. You know? A couple of years ago, a young fella came down a footpath at an e-scooter towards me. And I said, you know what, I'm going to hold my ground here. I'm not going to be bullied off. Mm-hmm. And he told me in no uncertain terms, in language I will not repeat here, to get off the effing, out of the effing way. I was an effing, lots of different words, and he just kept going straight at me, and I blinked at the last minute. Ticking him off is kind of easier said than done.
Yeah, I hear you, and I suppose this speaks to a lot of the people groaning and complaining about them. But I do think there's a kind of a critical mass thing, because if someone like you was met by that inconsiderate e-scooter rider, like every few yards down the footpath, that might change their behaviour. So we all have to, you know, stand up politely. I mean, we don't have to get into road rage incidents here. But if we all sort of reinforce the rules, no, you don't get to move off. I have actually noticed an improvement in both cyclist and e-scooter behaviour in the last 6 months. I think following those tragic incidents, it's kind of put manners on a lot of us. Okay. And that's a good thing. A
text coming in from a listener. I was overtaken this morning by an e-scooter doing over 70 kilometres an hour in a 50 kilometre area. Who's going to chase them? The Gardaí are afraid because they might get punished with dangerous driving or cause harm to the illegal riders. That is a concern, isn't it?
Yeah, but like as an individual, we can't enforce the law. That's the Gardaí's job.
Yeah.
So what
but
we
tricky
need to
for
do,
the Gardaí,
what we need
they,
to do,
they can't
it,
chase
it is
them.
Tricky. We need to get onto our politicians and demand more resources for traffic policing. That would include, you know, all this stuff as well. Not just the roads and the speeding by vehicles, which is a serious problem. But also the behaviour of cyclists, e-scooter riders. We all need to be held to account because these are shared public spaces. And they hold back sometimes because they don't want to lose the trust of the community. But if the public says, look, we want you to help us enforce these rules for everybody's safety, I think that would lead to more resources being allocated and more interventionist policing.
Okay, Simon Neal, a climate and environmental researcher, but also contributor to the Irish Times opinion page. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.